On the surface, this is a nice story, a lesson about gratitude, giving thanks, giving glory where it's due. There are 10 lepers who, these are folks that are not only afflicted with a physical disease, but because of their illness, they are separated from the community. They're not allowed to participate in the community because they could contaminate other people, and they're not even allowed to come in contact with someone else because that other person could be made unclean. Even if they don't contract leprosy, that other person having come in contact with them is now unclean and needs to go through purification. And so this disease, in addition to its painfulness and the suffering that is caused by the illness, is one that these folks have suffered in isolation. Their only community is one another because they are not welcome. They are not able to participate in the community around them, in the community of faith, in the fellowship of the people around them. And so that's why they keep their distance when they see Jesus. It's out of respect for him. They don't want to contaminate him. They don't want to risk getting him ill, but they don't want to contaminate this holy man. They recognize him as a holy man, and they don't want to render him unclean. So they stand at a distance and call out for him to have mercy on them. And Jesus doesn't go and lay his hands upon them and heal them. Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priests. And they go, not yet having been healed. They begin to leave. They begin to go to see the priests. And it is in the going, as they are on their way, that they are made clean. Now, I'm sure that all of them were really grateful about this. And I'm betting that the 9, or at least some of them, thought, well, we better do what he said in case it goes away or something if we don't fulfill exactly what he told us to do. He told us to go to the priests. We're going to go to the priests. Let's make sure this doesn't disappear. I'm sure they were grateful, but they may not have realized to whom they were grateful or for what they were grateful or where the healing came from. So they went about with what they'd been told, and they, I'm sure, went to present themselves to the priests. And only one person, only one of these folks turns back, recognizes that the healing has come from Jesus, gives thanks to God, and throws himself at Jesus' feet, probably the first human contact he's had outside the gathering of the lepers that he was with, probably the first contact he's had in a very long time. And gives thanks to God and gives thanks to Jesus. And Jesus praises him and says, this guy gets it. Go. You don't need to go to the priest. You don't need to go to the temple to be made clean. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. That's a really wonderful story about knowing when to give thanks and to whom and for what. But there's also something very subversive going on here that we might miss if we're not really paying attention. So I want us to pay attention to the context of what it means to be a leper. Because what Jesus tells these 10 lepers to do is actually kind of, sort of, illegal, blasphemous, heretical. If Jesus isn't who he says he is, if Jesus' healing doesn't work, then he has just sent 10 people afflicted with leprosy to go see the priests. Which puts the priests in danger, perhaps, and renders the priests unclean, unfit for service in the temple. If Jesus isn't who he says he is, if the healing that he is about to perform doesn't go through, then he has just committed a treasonous, blasphemous act in the eyes of the community to send these folks to the holy men of the community. Good thing Jesus is who he says he is. Good thing that healing works out. And for those 9 lepers, what he has given them is more than healing of their bodies. But by telling them, sending them to the priest, who would have also prescribed spiritual cleansing and healing, those folks are then able to re-enter the community that they had been isolated from. Good thing Jesus is who he says he is. Good thing that healing works out. But it's still a rather subversive act. They leave his presence, not yet having been healed. They take on faith that what he says is truth. And they go toward Jerusalem, toward the temple, to see the priest, and only in the going are they healed. And do we realize that this is going to be okay? That's the 9 Jewish lepers. They are part of the people of Israel. And so they can go to the temple priests, and they can be cleansed, and they can be made whole and brought back into the community, because they're part of the people of Israel. But the 10th leper is not. The 10th leper is not a member of the house of Israel. The 10th leper is part of the goyim, the nations, the outsiders. And leper or not, there is not a thing about him that is accepted on the Temple Mount. There's not a hair on his head, not his top left molar, not his right pinky toe. No part of him is allowed inside the temple. Just like none of us would be allowed inside the temple if we're not of the Jewish faith. None of the women in the room would have been allowed in the temple. Only men of Israel are allowed in the temple and really allowed to approach the priests to receive that cleansing and that blessing in the context of full worship in the community and be brought back into that. This Samaritan is not a part of that promise. He never has been. He has never been accepted or allowed. It's not just his leprosy that makes him other or separate from the community. He is other by the nature of who he is. And so when Jesus suggests to him to go to the Jewish priests and be cleansed, even if Jesus is who he says he is, and even if that healing comes through, which it did, then what does that say? If Jesus really is the Messiah, if Jesus really is the presence of God in flesh, then what does that say that says that the presence of God, the Messiah of God, the chosen one, God's anointed, is standing here telling this Samaritan those rules, those regulations, those temple precepts, those laws that have kept you separate no longer matter. Disregard them. Those purity laws about lepers versus non-lepers, those are swept away, but those laws about Samaritans versus Jews, you see, Samaritans, they weren't just any old heathens. The Samaritans used to be part of the Jewish community. And during times of transition and large changes in the Jewish community as folks were exiled and returned and all of that, the Samaritans broke off and kind of practiced their own faith. So, you know, there's something worse about people who used to be part of the in crowd and have chosen to go another direction. They are outsiders and apostates of the worst kind. What Jesus is saying is that no longer matters. I say to you, go to the priests. Disregard those finite limitations that we have set for one another, that the teachers of the law have set before you. They are wrong. It is your faith that makes you well. It is your faith that makes you whole. It is your faith that welcomes you into a community, back into a community that you once belonged to, and into a community into which you've never been invited before. From where the Jews were standing, from their perspective, to come into the temple is to come into the presence of God. Jesus invites this man into the presence of God for the first time. 9 are cleansed and made whole and returned to a community, but one is cleansed, made whole, returned to a community, and invited into deeper relationship with God than was previously possible for him. That is the gift that he receives. And it is radical. Don't miss how radical it is. The Samaritan leper does not miss how radical it is. He's been given entrance. He's been given invitation. He's been told that the things that have separated him from God in the past are irrelevant. Sickness, status as an outsider, nation of origin, the faith tradition he was raised in. These things are irrelevant. How often do we set up in our own minds and in our life together, do we set up these distinctions about who is welcome into the presence of God or whether or not we feel welcomed into the presence of God? I'm a sinner, and I don't feel that I can come into a house of worship. I don't feel that I can come to the Lord's table and approach God's presence like that. I was raised in a different tradition, and I don't feel that I'm going to be welcome. You were raised in a different tradition, and I'm not sure I want to welcome you into the house of worship, to the table of the Lord, to the presence of God together. How often do we let those distinctions kind of cloud us and fragment us and keep us distant from one another, the way the lepers were cut off from the community, and distant from God, the way all of the lepers and all of the Samaritans and all of the women and all of the outsiders of Jesus' time were cut off from coming into the presence of God. The tenth leper, the Samaritan leper, is given an enormous gift, a greater gift than the other nine are given. And so he responds with greater rejoicing because he recognizes what he has been given. That if Jesus is who he says he is, and by gosh, my skin looks much better now, so I think he might be. If Jesus is who he says he is, then the fact that I am from another place and from another culture and from an outsider position no longer matters. The fact that I have been ill and suffering and alone is swept away. The fact that no one wanted to come close to me, to approach me, that I myself didn't think I was worthy to approach someone else, is eliminated. Thank goodness Jesus is who he says he is. Because that is the blessing that the Samaritan receives. That is the blessing that we receive. That whatever our distinctions, whatever our histories, whatever our transgressions, whatever our pains and injustices and sufferings, that those are swept away. Those no longer matter. It is our faith that sets us free. It is our faith that makes us whole. It is our faith that makes us able to stand in the presence of God, welcomed in God's grace. That is the radical nature of what Jesus is promising. That's the Christ we follow. That's the God we serve. And it is for that that we give thanks. Amen.